We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
This feels like a room that lacks impulse control.
Okay.
It's pretty much, there's a story out about impulse buys, and I know we've all done little stupid stuff, but yeah. Americans are spending almost $2,500 on impulse purchases every year.
That's scary.
I mostly do my impulse purchases when I'm a little bit
drunk, right?
Right.
Yeah, these are drunk purchases.
You have a few.
Is
it mostly online that you're doing these?
Well, perhaps you've never heard this, but I once bought. What do we call them? Katana swords? Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Have you ever been flipping through channels and then there's that one, it's like QVC, but it's all knives?
Oh, you're like one of those.
No, I wasn't. I'm not. But I was. Growing up, I always wanted a samurai sword.
Quality knife set. You just had to have it.
Mm-hmm. And then they just kept.
Wait, was it a sword or a knife?
It was everything. So I wanted the sword, right? And then I missed it and I didn't get it. And then the next thing that came up was now a sword and the little one, the Harry Caray sword.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ah. And then the next one was that and seven pocket knives and a Rambo knife. And it was the price kept getting smaller, but they kept adding more knot. And I impulse bought a truck ton of knives.
They really got you. They sucked you in.
And I never see you wearing the knife. You don't use it. I don't really see ever.
I'm not a knife person.
You're not a knife person.
But
you're a cooking knife person. But
right.
Not a, yeah.
And I have crappy knives. I have dollar store knives at my house right now.
For cooking? Yeah, you bought the high end for what? Show to protection?
I even got rid of them because it was so humiliating to know that you had this katana sword. And you're like,
what'd your family say?
I had a girlfriend at the time, and it's try having relations.
As a katana sword guy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's not going
You're that
good.
Guy.
You want to come over and see my swords?
You're that far from being a LARPer.
By the way, you can shut it.
Why?
Because you have a shadow box with swords in your...
Yeah, but they're precious medieval.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they're high end and they're cool.
I hate to have to keep pointing that out, but if you're going to take me to task,
okay.
Then I'm taking you down with me.
Yeah, okay.
So what we'd like to do is, they don't have to be drunk. I mean, people just walk into stores. I feel what's the last time you impulse bought something? The stupid thing, I say it every time. I impulse buy Uno every time I see it.
That's right, because he forgets that he has Uno already.
So you have just a ton of Uno?
I do, but I store them in different spaces. So then, I have this little game thing, and I open it, and there's, 10 of them in there. So I'm like, ugh. And then I put one down. I just have Uno.
They're scattered throughout the house. Mm-hmm. So any room, you can play Uno at any given time.
That's true.
I have a fun story about that. We don't really play Uno.
Oh, it's what are you guys doing?
I want to play it more. I want to be more.
But you keep buying it.
I want to be more Uno centric.
Your
just
kids
don't.
Are in high school. You keep buying Uno.
It's not happening much.
Will somebody else admit an impulse buy?
Okay.
Well, I say the same one. I bought a pickup truck, a Toyota Tacoma, on an impulse. Yeah. I was driving by and decided I need a new truck. And I.
Buying a vehicle impulsively is the. I think when most people think impulse buy, they think Target,
small.
Salted nut roll.
Right.
You're I don't even like salted nut rolls, but this is a giant one for 12 cents.
It's a good roll.
But.
Yeah, not usually pickup truck.
You're I got a.
Vehicle.
Yeah, I did. I was coming off of a weekend of doing some stuff, and I decided I hated the car I'm driving. I'm driving by Burt Toyota. So here I come, Burt. And I went in there and impulse buy.
I feel like the Burt Toyota people don't.
What are you going to say?
You get free plugs on the radio and people are happy, but I don't think they want
to. Oh, they want to be tired.
We're your last stop from your Bender weekend. Bring us your tired, your weak.
Right. That's right. Push pull your meth head into my head.
All right, Amber, what have you done?
Oh, I impulse buy at the grocery store a lot where I see something on the shelf. I'm like, this looks good. And then take it home. It's like, I didn't prepare. For example? I don't know. You end up with bok choy in your fridge. And you're like, what was I going to do with this? I don't know.
Do you have a favorite bok choy recipe?
What is bok choy?
It's a veggie. Oh, you wouldn't know.
You'd say, I don't tend to wander at that part.
It's that part you have to get through to get to the middle where all the junk food is.
You know, the bagged and boxed style.
Why do you put this produce right in the front? Why do I got to make my way through bok choy?
And then you threw it away, right?
Oh, did most you ever, likely, yeah. I'm sure, yeah.
Because you don't want to have to make something.
I think what happens is when, like, my impulse control is really bad when something's on sale. Like, I'll see, like, bok choy or, like, a watermelon, and it's, like, 10 cents a pound or something that's ridiculous. Oh, and I'm like, maybe. I got to have this. And we'll never eat that much watermelon.
Right.
We just won't.
Just a waste.
And we end up throwing it away. I bought a bunch of steak. Like, they had, like, the tenderloins that are normally, like, $19 a pound. They had them marked way down. I'm like, sweet. So I bought, like, four of them. I bring them home.
Oh, and then you just sit in the fridge.
If you don't cook them that night, the reason they're marked down is they're getting old. You open up the package, like, the next day, they're blue.
Yes.
They're like, it's like...
But yeah, that sticker gets you.
It's like, what?
Like, yes.
And you're like,
look
no.
over here.
Such a deal. You know what? Bed Bath & Beyond just had a sale on their foaming soaps, and they don't have many. They don't have many men foaming soaps, but they had a sale, so I went ahead and I impulsed like a whole crap ton of them. What? They're good smelling. They don't have many men's. They're always the girls.
I'm it's learning like, a lot. What's the men's? It's just not as fruity.
It's called Ocean or Wood or Metal. Ocean
metal.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to tell you some more stories, but we want you. We're all admitting our things, like meth purchases. So okay. If you've done an impulse buy recently or whenever, we want to hear the worst one. I feel like this is somebody in this room may have done this one.
What?
Somebody was at a garage sale, yard sale, and they had a 50-pound bag of glitter for $7. Are you kidding me?
Definitely need that glitter.
How do you say no?
That glitter.
Bag of dog food.
You can't walk away from that.
I can't.
It's too good of a deal.
You would buy the 50 pounds of glitter.
Dude, do you remember? I Craigslist impulse bought like 25 pounds of Legos.
This is true. All brown ones. All the same color.
I went to this creepy couple's house and they were like, come to the back. The Legos are back here. And I'm like, But
I
impulse bought. What? I don't know what you do with 50 pounds of glitter. But you cannot deny the price. That's what most impulse buys are. Is when they get you with.
So are you guys going to sell this out of the trunk of your car? I got some glitter here
for a Halloween costume, DIY
projects,
in the house,
all that.
You're
put
right.
it inside envelopes when you give somebody a birthday card so they get a little unicorn surprise.
Wow, look at you! You had this all planned.
It was not me who impulse bought
all the glitter. Costco purchase.
Somebody else bought a glass bowl from the island of Murano in Italy.
Oh, Murano, everything that the sweaters.
Oh, is that really colorful, blown glass kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's the high-end, beautiful stuff.
What are you going to do with it?
It just looks cool.
I've impulse buy decorative stuff. I go to Home Goods to impulse buy. I need nothing for my apartment. In fact, I need to declutter, and I'm like, what's at Home Goods today?
I've never been in one, but if it's cool.
Oh, don't go. You'll end up with a chair and a mirror and a painting that you didn't need.
I do need a full-length mirror right now.
They've got a great selection, I have to say.
Dude, this is like the new hot place to be.
For real?
Yeah.
I've never been in an IKEA, so I feel like I can't just jump straight to Home Goods.
No, the Home Goods is better than IKEA. It's less overwhelming, and it's better quality stuff. Just saying.
Better meatballs, too.
I don't believe I would impulse buy the crap. I've heard they're amazing.
I heard that too.
Well, somebody go. Can we send one of the interns into? We don't have any interns anymore, do we?
We don't. We have to.
We got to impulse buy an intern.
Yeah, and they have to go get us this.
Because I've heard IKEA is a freaking maze because they set it up so you can't get out.
You get lost in there. They have arrows and everything, and you're like, wasn't I just in the desk area? How did I end up back here?
All right, so it's time for you to confess. If you need VD, we can give it to
Voice
you.
Voice disguiser.
What have you impulse bought? Morgan?
Yay.
Impulse buys.
When my husband and I went to Vegas one time, I guess we felt like we were high rollers and we walked by an art gallery.
Oh, no.
And thought we needed to buy this giant painting that was hanging in the gallery. And we first walked away and then we drank a little more and came back and...
How much was it?
It was like $3,000 to $4,000 for a painting
of Wayne Newton, or who was it?
Yes,
it was a like a landscape of actually like aspen trees. I was hanging in a house. We're pretty proud of our little drunken purchase there, but definitely did not need a big painting.
Well, because you had to buy an extra plane ticket for the seat to haul that back on.
You really do. It's like, you need better. Vegas is the, I mean, you can't even talk. You bought a stupid clamshell.
Yeah, I'll give you, you're right.
To put toilet paper in
Vegas. For $1,200, I'll give you that.
Oh, God, this will go with toilet paper in it.
You're right.
Thank you for the call, Morgan. I know so many people who bought artwork on impulse, because you're just like, the other thing about impulse buys with artwork, in the gallery, they have these little diamond pendant lights that are lighting up perfectly.
Beautiful.
And you get it at home and it's like, why does this suck?
Yeah, it looks like ass on your wall.
Because you
got to get the lights.
You got to go get an electrician, which is another $5,000. Stupid. Brianna.
Yay.
Impulse buys.
We went for light bulbs at Home Depot and purchased quartz countertops instead.
Yep, I know. I get it.
Quartz is nice, too.
Yeah,
that's
no,
a
you're
good
just
sign.
Like,
yeah.
Look at that! That's going to look so good.
But I found them. I was like, okay, sure.
But you, the good news is you were together.
Yeah.
Because nothing worse than coming home and going, honey,
hey,
I impulse bought quartz countertops. You what?
It was a mutual decision.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, actually, yeah.
Thank you for the call. I have impulse bought so much wine. But thankfully, most of the time I'm in Napa. Like, the last time, my wife was with me, and it's like, should we join the club? It's only like $6,000.
Because every other month, we get this massive shipment of the
radio
station.
I know, it's just like, what? That's all impulse bucks. Because they're so friendly, and they're pouring a bunch. You're like,
right?
What?
And you're already schnonkered to begin
with.
Yes,
so like, let me slide this piece of paper. It says, if you buy in at this level, the executive level, and you're like, executive? I'm an executive.
They like me, too.
They think of me as an executive. I'm buying in at the executive level. Stacy?
Yay.
Impulse buys.
$700 puppy. Even though I have never had a dog in my life, okay. I was at a fundraising event and where you could adopt an animal, a cat or a dog. And so I was holding this puppy, and it was only because everybody was like, are you getting that puppy? Are you adopting it?
Yes!
And then before I knew it, there were, you know, 4, 5, 6 people. Oh, well, I want that puppy. I want that puppy. So
that's my puppy!
You know, the cost is going up and up and up. Like I said, I'm not even an animal owner, lover, and I got a $700 puppy.
Wait a second. See, in my mind, those other people that were coming, they're shills.
They're
shills. Sending them in to try and up their, yes!
Yes. What? You're buying the puppy?
Exactly.
I'll give $450. No, $500. Wait a second. Dude, you got taken, Stacy.
Stacy, that rocks.
No, that's,
though.
And you love your puppy. Yep. I don't want to hear if you don't. Dawn.
Yay.
Impulse buys.
So, South Dakota people, I guess I am Steve's people because I, too, purchased a vehicle at Burt Toyota at 10 o'clock at night before I went to Mexico the next day.
Get out of town!
I feel like Burt is, like, calling and saying, cancel all... I know we're not even buying advertising on the station, but please cancel. We're not open at 10 for drunk people.
Well, I was on the way to the bar, but I did, it was a sweet Celica GTS. It was so cool,
Yeah.
I didn't want to even go to
Sweet and Celica. It hasn't been uttered since the 90s.
That's a pretty sweet...
I know, well, it was in the 90s.
I thought you drove it to the bar. You had no way to get to the bar, so you went and bought a car.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
go buy a car.
I need a ride to the airport
anyway. Thank you, Don. That's
awesome, Don.
Cheryl?
Hello.
Yeah. Impulse buys.
Oh, this was a good one. Back in 2005, my husband and I decided we were going to go up to Blackhawk on a Saturday and just kind of fool around up there and gamble a little bit, spend a couple hundred bucks. And I looked in the paper that morning, and there were some brand-new townhomes being built up there. And I said, let's go look at those before we gamble. So we went and looked at the townhomes and signed a contract right then. So we didn't spend a couple hundred. We spent a couple hundred thousand.
Get out.
My.
What?
That seems like.
And you bought a town.
I didn't think we were going to get bigger than car, but buying a.
A Blackhawk town? Just,
yeah, why not?
Now we have
something. We don't have anywhere to.
Why not?
You still have it? Is it? You still have it?
No, we sold it. He passed away, so I sold it after he passed away. But
I'm sorry.
We had fun up there for a while. Thank you.
Wow. No, that's really cool, though, because I bet you may. I mean, if you've spent a couple hundred on it, then Black Hawk got built up around you.
That's true.
It's probably worth a little more now. Thank you, Cheryl. Ashley.
Hey.
Hey.
Impulse buys. What'd you do?
We bought a above ground pool that definitely did not fit in the space we were planning on it.
Yeah, we live in a two-bedroom condo in the Blackhawk area. I'm sure we can fit a 75x75 pool. What?
Well, we filled it up anyway, and it was very oblong, and it was amazing.
Oh, so it did turn out okay.
You just kind of, you were squishing it in. It was no longer round. You made a kidney bean out of it. But
yes, we did.
That is awesome.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.